You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This month, Muslims around the world have been observing Ramadan, a month of fasting, communal prayer, spiritual reflection, and spending time with loved ones. It comes to a close this weekend with a celebration called Eid al-Fitr, and tens of thousands of people are expected to come together on Sunday at the Sacramento Unity Eid celebration. Last year's family festival drew 40,000 people. Fozia Farouk is with the Council of Sacramento Valley Islamic Organizations, which is putting on the event, and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky.
So we're coming to the close of Ramadan. I have a couple friends who are fasting and observing this pretty big observance for Muslims. There's nearly 2 billion Muslims in the world. But for those who need a little bit of a refresher, what's been going on this month?
Yeah, so I'd say that Eid al-Fitr is a celebration of faith, gratitude, and renewal. It marks the end of Ramadan, where we fast from sunrise to sunset. It's a month of fasting, spiritual reflection, and honestly, service to others. After 30 days of sacrifice, prayer, and discipline, Eid is the joyful exhale. It's a reminder that we made it, not just individually, but together. Mm. For the Muslim community, it's about connection with God, with our families, with the wider community. It's a day of prayer, generosity, and joy, where we can, you know, visit loved ones, share meals, give charity, and celebrate being a part of something bigger than ourselves.
What is your favorite part of Ramadan?
Yeah, I would say it's the quiet stillness before sunset, when the whole world slows down and everyone is just waiting to break their fast. It's a moment where it reminds you that we're all in this together.
Yeah. How did this festival come about? How long has it been taking place?
Yeah, so Sacramento Unity Eid is one of the largest Muslim celebrations in Northern California, drawing over, as you had said, 40,000 attendees to Cal Expo. It's a community-wide celebration marking the end of Ramadan. It's, you know, organized by COSVIO. And the idea of the unified Eid celebration in Sacramento actually goes back to the late 1990s, when there were only about three or four mosques in the region, with like 1,000 Muslims celebrating together. And that year, they came together to host a collective Eid prayer. And it was honestly a beautiful moment of unity, but the logistics were too difficult to manage year after year, and the effort was just not sustained. But that dream, that hope for unity, stayed in the hearts of community members. So now, fast forwarding it to two decades later, a group of volunteers brought this back to life. Last year was our first one after so long, and this time there's so much more support and a renewed sense of purpose. What made it really difficult and different for us was, you know, the sense of urgency. COVID had, you know, isolated so many of us, right? Then came heartbreak after heartbreak, like the devastations in Palestine, in Sudan, in Yemen, in Afghanistan, Syria, Rohingya, the Uyghurs, Lebanon, just so many countries that are deeply connected to our local Muslim community here through family and heritage. People were hurting, honestly, and this gathering became more than just an event. It became a space for healing, for worship, joy, and connection. It's a place where we can show up for one another and feel peace, even if it's just for one day. So it's, you know, since it's revival, Unity Eid has grown, as you'd said, right? It's a bold idea. It's massive, but it's a much needed celebration. That turnout reminded us that it isn't something that the community just wants. It's the something that the community needs.
And we have large diaspora communities across the Sacramento Valley, refugees and immigrants. And you mentioned the crises that have been taking place, not only the pandemic, but following the pandemic, and continues to happen. And so an event like this, I would think, having tens of thousands of people gather for a period of community, for a time of reflection, what can people expect this weekend?
That's a great question. So Unity Eid is going to be not just spiritually uplifting, but it's family friendly. This year, we're going even bigger. We have two Eid prayer shifts, one at 9 a.m., one at 10:45 to showcase that powerful moment of unity. We have 20 plus entry gates open this year because of longer wait lines from last year. We have free parking and admission. We have around 40 food trucks coming from all, you know, corners of the Muslim world. Think like falafel, biryani, kebabs, mango lassi. I'm really excited for the brisket.
Sounds amazing.
We have around 60 bazaar vendors. We have obstacle courses for the kids, bouncy houses. We have live entertainment. We have a virtual reality that takes you back to the history of Islam. Really, really stoked for that. We have ASL interpreters and accessibility accommodations. And we have, honestly, more seating, more restrooms for folks.
So if someone might not know a lot about Eid or Ramadan, and maybe they're interested in learning more because this is a cultural celebration, would attending this event at Cal Expo be a good opportunity?
Absolutely. Unity Eid is about more than just the Muslim community. It's about bringing everyone together. Every year, we see interfaith leaders, you know, elected officials, neighbors from all backgrounds come to join us. It's honestly a beautiful reminder that Sacramento thrives when we connect across faiths, cultures, and communities.
What stood out to you last year? Because last year was a resurgence of this festival, and it exceeded expectations. When you look back, what memories bubble up to the surface?
That's a great question. Honestly, we expected like 10 to 15,000 folks coming out, and we did not expect 40,000. So just the amount of folks that came through that door, the beautiful clothes that they were wearing, the connection to one another for the focus of Eid, for just being there and seeing beautiful smiles on faces, that really stood out to me.
Yeah. And there's also time, of course, there's time for prayer and reflection. There's also, I guess, other types of fun as well. Mm-hmm. It is a family-friendly event. You even have a comedian who can tell us more about the events that people can take in.
Yeah, well, we have comedians, we have Quran recitations, we have folks coming and doing plays. It's going to be an amazing entertainment system for folks to just be there and honestly see all that we can offer as a community.
As you've been observing Ramadan this year, what have you been reflecting on?
That's a great question. Honestly, it's been feeling a sense of gratitude. I feel incredibly grateful for where I am in my life, incredibly grateful for my family, for what God has given me. And when I look back and see folks from all those different countries that have been suffering recently, I want to say, wow, I have never felt this sense of gratitude than I do now, because it's not every day where you can say, and Muslims, we say Alhamdulillah, which means, you know, I'm thankful for everything, for God, for, you know, what we have. So,
well, Fozia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sounds like a great event this weekend, and y'all must be so busy preparing.
Oh, incredibly busy. It's 100% volunteer run. So we have folks working from their 9-to-5 jobs, and then their 5-to-9s is working on this project. So we're really, really stoked for it.
Amazing. And it's free to the public, correct?
Free. Yep.
Fozia Farouk is with the Council of Sacramento Valley Islamic Organizations discussing the Sacramento Unity Eid celebration. It is a family festival marking the end of Ramadan. It is taking place at Cal Expo this Sunday and is free of charge. Still ahead, parking at Trader Joe's in East Sacramento has been an ongoing challenge, especially after an overflow lot was opened and then it suddenly closed. So we're going to get up to speed on the latest chapter in this ongoing parking saga. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.